Catholic League identifies 32 times Biden has opposed Catholic teaching. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on June 8, 2021. President Biden has been in office for less than 5 months and has already taken a public stand against core church teachings 32 times, the Catholic League reported this week. In a report sent Monday to all the U.S. bishops, Catholic League President Bill Donahue noted his organization has been tracking policy decisions made by President Biden that depart from Catholic teachings, which he duly chronicled. It may be noted that the Biden administration's opposition to church teaching on justice and human rights relayed in the report does not refer to issues where prudential judgment is at play but to non-negotiable principles of Catholic belief on vital issues such as human life, religious liberty, and the complementarity of men and women. 9 of Biden's 32 decisions took place in the 10 days after he took office, and included executive orders allowing minors to use facilities and participate in high school sports of the opposite biological sex, erasing the difference between men and women and replacing it with distinction of gender, and revoking the Mexico City policy that prohibited taxpayer funding of abortions overseas. In these few days, Biden praised Roe v. Wade as a foundational precedent to which all judicial nominees should commit and called for its codification, the report noted. He also ordered steps to resume funding of the United Nations Population Fund, which promotes family planning through abortion. In February, Biden issued a memorandum on advancing the human rights of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer and intersex persons around the world, Donahue noted, which will limit the ability of faith-based organizations to assist in foreign aid. The president also threw his support behind the Equality Act, which eviscerates important religious rights and trampling state laws protecting religious liberty. In March, Biden supported the For the People Act, H.R. 1, which assumes that people of faith, but not atheists, are inclined to be partisan observers, thus coming dangerously close to invoking a religious test, Donahue writes. In his American Rescue Plan Act, Biden included no language to prohibit taxpayer dollars from funding abortions domestically and internationally, a situation consistently interpreted by federal courts as compelling the provision of abortion. Biden's Secretary of State Antony Blinken disbanded the Commission on Unalienable Rights this month because it overemphasized religious liberty. Blinken declared his intention to treat religious liberty as a co-equal right along with LGBT and abortion rights. In April, the Food and Drug Administration announced it is no longer enforcing the in-person dispensing requirement for at-home chemical abortion pills. HHS introduced the Title X changes outlined by Biden's Memorandum on Protecting Women's Health at Home and Abroad, requiring grantees to refer for abortions, despite moral or religious objections and the National Institutes of Health removed restrictions on human fetal tissue research. In May, the Department of Health and Human Services announced it would remove exemptions for religious and Catholic hospitals that refuse to provide transgender services and procedures that go against their religious beliefs, labeling them sex discrimination. The White House Office of Faith-Based and Neighborhood Partnerships met with leaders of six anti-religious organizations, which insisted pro-religious liberty policies promote Christian nationalism. Biden's budget proposal allocates taxpayer money for domestic abortions by omitting Hyde Amendment language that protected taxpayers from funding abortions. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki reiterated that Biden is committed to codifying Roe v. Wade no matter what the court decides. Follow at Williams Rome.